to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 17th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Andrew Burke, the CEO of Blueberry, an up-and-coming slot manufacturer, on how his company is making inroads into North American casinos. This week's podcast is sponsored by IGT. As the digital transformation continues in our industry and beyond, find out how your business can benefit from delivering a seamless cashless experience to your players across your enterprise. Learn more about IGT's resort wallet at igt.com/cashless.
My dreams came true. The wind in the
Blueberry was a small Canadian slot manufacturer that specialized in Class II games when Andrew Burke was hired to take them to the next level. With expertise in game development, he immediately began working with Blueberry's design teams to make a splash in the Class III market. With a background in Class II and experience at AGS as their Vice President of Slot Products, Burke brings a vision and strategy to Blueberry, where he hopes to build the company into a powerhouse along with a very experienced team he's assembled. He spoke with me at the Blueberry headquarters in May. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Our guest today is Andrew Burke, the CEO of Blueberry. Andrew, thanks for coming in. It's really, really good to see you. It's been a couple of years. Nice to get together with you finally.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
I think the last time we were together was right before the pandemic.
Yeah. early days of it, if it wasn't right there.
And tell me how Blueberry got through that. I mean, you were just a young company, just really starting off, you know, in your push to become a major gaming manufacturer, and that probably put a little crimp in your business.
Yeah, you know, it certainly set us back a year on our kind of growth plans, but I think, you know, like everybody, we tried to find the sort of silver linings in the pandemic, and our team is very resilient, which is great. We learned that sort of all together,
sure,
you know, going through, and you know, it gave us a chance to sort of reorganize some things in the business and sort of refocus some stuff, so we have probably, you know, some more of the core functions of the business that are non-related to game development here in Vegas now,
right.
You know, accounting, finance, HR, manufacturing, and then, you know, our office in Quebec in Drummondville, which has always been an outstanding center for, you know, game development and technology,
sure,
is now focused on that.
Okay.
And so, you know, and then coming through the pandemic too, I think we came out of it with customer sentiment being much higher, you know, a great mix of folks on the team as well and experienced folks on the team. And, you know, we really got through it great, you know,
sure,
and kind of knock on wood, because not everybody did.
Right. Sure.
But
right,
for us, I think, you know, it was a good chance to test our resiliency.
Right.
Early in my, you know, sure, my days there.
Was it a little difficult in, having to work through the Canadian lockdown? I mean, that went on way longer than the lockdown in this country.
Yeah, I think, you know, anybody that had to deal with different rules and different regulations in different places,
right,
had to sort of adjust and adopt. And I'll tell you, like, one of the things that really changed for me is that I definitely used to be the guy that said everybody should be in the office,
right,
and I want you in the office,
yeah,
all the time. But we had a ton of productivity, and particularly in our game development team, not being in the office. And so I've sort of changed my mind on a lot of those things. And we've moved to much more of a hybrid model, and particularly in Canada, as, you know, they can only legally really go back to the office within the last couple months.
Yeah, right, sure.
And so, you know, we had to be, you know, again, resilient and adapt. And it's worked out great. So, you know, we've been able to attract new talent to the organization that doesn't necessarily live right in Drummondville,
sure,
or
right,
you know, they can kind of live wherever they want now, and we've got a system that works to get the games going. So.
Yeah, no question. Yeah. So, what are the changes? You mentioned that you brought the accounting functions and things like that here, the manufacturing function. What other things have you put into place since you've been CEO here?
Man, it's sometimes hard to even remember.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but I think first and foremost, it's been about. I always think about this way of, like, I want to develop, retain, mm-hmm, and then attract great talent.
Right.
And, you know, I think in that order. And we really had some great folks already at the organization when I got here who have now, most of them have been elevated into larger roles, mm-hmm, with more responsibility.
Okay.
And sort of more decision-making authority, because, mm-hmm, they deserved it.
Yeah.
I think we've now sort of So, you know, we retained them and then we sort of developed, you know, helping develop them and be part of that. And then we've attracted a lot of really great talent. Some at the senior level that you may know, you know, Mike Brennan, our chief product officer, right. Casey Whalen, our chief commercial officer. But then as you go down through the organization, there's a really great amount of experienced talent, you know, in our product management function, you know, Christian Smith, in our marketing, Leslie Hodges, you know, in finance, Millie Brennan, who I worked with at AGS, you know, just it's a very deep bench of of folks that have sort of chosen to come to work at Blueberry. You know, I mean, they said, hey, I'm going to leave whatever job I had and, and come here. And so it's a humbling thing and it's a big responsibility.
Well, a lot of the people you mentioned had really nice jobs at some of the major manufacturers and other companies. And the fact that they came to Blueberry, you know, and have faith in you, I think that, that says a lot for you and for the company.
You know, I try to earn that every day. You know, it's a responsibility. And you know, we want it to be a place that you would want to come to work to. You know, and that onus is on me. And our executive team to make this an environment that's fun for them to be at, enjoyable, and challenging and rewarding. And so it's been fun.
Well, before you came here, Blueberry Strength was Class 2 and systems, Class 2 systems as well, and you were brought in to really introduce them to the Class 3 markets. Are you just focusing on Class 3, or are you still building on the strengths of the Class 2
products? I mean, I think, you know, with Blueberry's sort of rich history in Class 2 and being one of the first companies to really do Class 2 the way they did it, like there is a lot of experience and skill there, and we want to double down on that. So for us, Class 2 continues to be a big focus of the business. We'll continue to do a lot there. We are doing stuff certainly in Class 3, but every title we do it in Class 2 and Class 3. We're going to eventually develop some titles that are Class 2 first and maybe only. Because we really believe in that segment of the business. But, you know, the way I viewed my job was to sort of get Blueberry pointed in the right direction, you know, get great people here and then figure out ways to get stuff out of their way. And so, you know, we got great talent around Class 2. We got some new great talent that knows Class 2 and Class 3 and sort of a great team. And so those things have come together to sort of be a winning recipe.
Well, obviously with Class 2, you're going to have a lot of tribal customers. I saw just today you were approved for another tribal.
Potawatomi.
So, what are your main markets? Obviously, tribal works, but do you have other markets that you're really strong in at this point?
You know, for us, we have we've grown some really markets significantly. So, I mean, Alabama, Florida, Washington, California have always been sort of strong markets for Blueberry. We've sort of increased those beachheads. I think we've got now sort of new burgeoning markets for Blueberry in Arizona, New Mexico, you know, Michigan, Wisconsin coming on soon, Maryland, Ohio, and then, you know, also Texas in the Class 2 business, and Lucky Eagle and Kickapoo. And, you know, so those have been, you know, really great for us. And we're just trying to go one jurisdiction at a time, take care of our customers, you know, be easy to work with, and then from there kind of move on to the next one. You know, we don't want to just shotgun and go everywhere and try to be everything to everyone. We want to do it, you know, smartly and methodically.
So obviously, you know, with all, in all these markets, you've got to, you had to ramp up your manufacturing as well. How have you done that? I mean, that wasn't really in your wheelhouse before you came here.
You know, we had, you know, we had a really great partner in my previous job that I now have again now in VSR, who's here in Las Vegas. Their cabinet quality and manufacturing capability is just absolutely outstanding. And they've been just great business partners to us. And so when I got here, that was one of the first calls I made. We weren't doing business with them when I started. And, you know, I called them and we're now doing lots of business with them. We do sort of a final mile assembly here in Vegas. But a lot of it comes directly from VSR, pretty close to ready to roll. And we'll continue to do that. I think as we grow, we'll probably certainly take more components of it in-house, but we'll definitely rely on partners like VSR to help us out as much as we can.
Okay, great. So your strength obviously was game development. So that's probably a focus point here. Who do you have in charge of that here?
Mike Brennan, who's our chief product officer. He, you know, he and I have been just very aligned on the way we want to run the business. You know, we talk about he is a certified game expert. I mean, he knows everything about every game in the market, the history of them, you know, what made them successful. And he's also a very process-driven guy, which I really want to be a process-driven guy. I'm less of a process-driven guy at times, but I really want them working with me.
Sure.
Because it's not my biggest area of strength. And I really think there needs to be a lot of process in the game development side. It is an art and a science. And sometimes it just moves too far to either direction. But
sure.
I feel like we've really got a good mix and blend of those things going on right now.
Right. Okay, great. So the Blueberry Casino Management System is kind of unique. It's different than anything else. What is it that makes it different than some of the others on the market?
Yeah, I mean, for us, you know, it's really about the Class 2 side of the business. You know, we don't commercialize it in any way other than just on our own Class 2 system. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing for us that's been an advantage on Class 2 has been that the data is much richer and much more available on the Class 2 side, and then it's a matter of what you do with that.
Right, of course.
Do you use that to make better decisions? And that's what we've always been trying to do, is just make better decisions with, you know, sort of data that we're given. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that seems to be a big thing in the industry these days. There's a lot of companies helping people out do that. Is your system compatible with some of the systems that they might bring in?
No. So for us, it's all proprietary, sort of homegrown stuff, and you know, it really works in our own ecosystem, and that's about it.
So do you have a data scientist, you know, on your staff that they can
We do. You know, he's probably not a data scientist, but he's close. Yeah. You know, he could definitely. I don't know what. Maybe you have to pass a test to be the scientist part of it, but he could pass that test.
Right.
And so we've overinvested certainly in areas of getting data and information and trying to use that to make decisions, you know, whether it's in game performance or it's in operational parts of the business. That kind of stuff's very important to me. You know, I started at a private equity firm where we looked at every piece of data on everything.
Sure,
and so I'm still sort of hardwired that way to want to use that information to make better decisions.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you help your customers really kind of dig down into that information.
Yeah. I never want a customer to come to us and say, we've got a problem. I'd rather have gone to them first and say, hey, we think we have a problem coming. Here's what we'd like to do to solve it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Give your players a convenient cashless gaming experience with IGT's Resort Wallet. Whether using a Players Club card or a mobile phone app, players will love the simplicity of transferring money from their cashless accounts to their favorite games. When they're done playing, funds are transferred back to the player's account. No more waiting in line at ATMs, and no more waiting for service when a ticket printer or bill validator fails. And with IGT Pay, players can fund their cashless accounts from multiple external sources, including debit cards, credit cards, e-wallets, and more. It's simple, it's modern, and it's safe. Learn more about IGT's cashless systems at igt.com/cashless.
So you've had a bunch of new cabinets, and then you have also a lot of new games in the library. What are you most excited about at this point?
You know, right now we're at this really cool point where it's like, the next game is the one I'm most excited about. And mm-hmm. I feel like we're going to be in that period for a while.
Right.
The ones that are out now are doing fantastic. They were built by the Drummondville team. You know, Treasure Hunter and Fortune Filler, the most recent two titles we released. Treasure Hunter cracked the Eilers top 22 or 25 list at number 22. Which was the first time that ever happened in Blueberry's history.
Okay.
We won the, you know, Barona Test Bank down in Southern California with
these
games.
That's a big thing there.
Which was huge. Yeah. You know, I mean, we won it 2 months in a row on the backs of those games. And, you know, and I think the most exciting thing for us was those weren't the games we were pumped about.
Right, yeah.
You know, we're very pumped about some of the stuff that's, you know, sort of in here behind you. But we think that our best stuff is yet to come.
Yeah.
And it's only getting better, and our team is sort of, it's like a snowball rolling downhill. You know, it's like we're kind of building our confidence and our skill sets, and they're sort of coalescing and sticking to each other, but it's getting bigger and bigger as it, you know, comes down the hill.
Yeah, and you know, another EKG award you just got in the last month was the best new game for your mechanical reel.
Small data steel, set, right? But we did have we had one unit, one data set.
But then, you were in the top 10, and you were the only mechanical reel on that entire list.
You know, it's been a good product for us. It's cool. It's different. It's unique. I think that's the exciting thing. We have some other titles coming on the actual hardware itself, and so I think it was a foray into trying to do something different, and it's definitely different.
Yeah, no question.
And so different. I also think customers reward you for taking risks.
Sure.
You know, you take them, and everybody kind of looks each other in the eye and goes, okay, we know there's a risk,
right,
yeah. but we're going to take it
right.
take it anyway, and you sort of get rewarded for that.
Sure. Well, mechanical reels, you know, are almost a thing of the past, but if you can do something different with them,
yeah.
you know, that really makes it unique.
Yeah, and it is not, I can tell you from bringing it to life now, it is not an easy thing to bring to life. It mm-hmm. takes a lot of people working together,
sure, right, yeah.
you know, a lot of hours to do that,
yeah.
and to do it well, so, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a lot of hardware to be working together.
The motors and,
yeah,
the,
right,
you know,
right.
everything's got to work at the same time,
yeah.
and slightly different regulations about, you know, what can you display in the windows,
sure, right,
and when,
yeah,
and
right.
that kind of stuff. So it was a learning experience. It was excellent, and I still think we have some really good titles coming on that mm-hmm. on that piece of hardware. So, you know, it's exciting. It's like all this stuff we've been working on for the last 2 years, working really hard with kind of our nose against the grindstone, we're starting to see the fruits of that effort.
Right.
You know, we talked about that a lot internally, that it's like, well, we're working really hard, and I know it feels like we're not going anywhere yet,
right.
but like one day we will.
Yeah.
and we're starting to see that sort of upward, you know, climb.
Exactly. Exactly. So where do you stand on the recognizable brands? I know you did something, Sir Mix-a-Lot, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And, are you still looking down that road?
I don't think so for us. You know, never say never, right?
Yeah.
Like I think anybody that always says never
right.
Always, you know, regrets that. But what I would say is we're really focused on our internal brands, and we have a strategy to think about developing sequels of games after they're successful,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so we have a game Treasure Hunter out that's
right.
that's doing really well now, so
mm-hmm.
we're thinking about the next one.
Sure.
You know, we have stuff that's even not out yet that
yeah.
we're thinking, this is probably going to be good, so
yeah.
like let's sketch out what might be next,
yeah.
you know, and stuff like that.
So you
that
have
I
to
think
ahead then.
You yeah. have to, and I think you have to, you got to build your own portfolio of recognizable stuff
sure.
for players,
right.
you
yeah.
know, so and that's what we're trying to do.
So obviously math is a big part of any game. You know, what have you learned down through the years how important math is to the success of a game?
It's critical.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's absolutely critical, and I think it is about how understandable is it to a player
right.
and how easily can you convey,
mm-hmm.
you know, the feeling you're trying to convey to
right.
that player. You know, we're, you know, 90% of the people that come to our games are going to lose.
Right. Sure.
You know, we want them to feel good about
right.
about that.
You want to feel like they want to feel like they've been entertained.
Yeah,
anyway.
And
yeah.
that maybe they had a chance.
Right.
You know, maybe
yeah.
they didn't hit it this time, but
mm-hmm.
but you know, they saw the path.
Right.
You know, to sort of having that chance, and so you know, we've been really focused on the culmination of sort of Mike, our chief product officer, has this saying. It's like, you know, art, math, and sound where it matters.
Right.
Working together.
Sure, right.
And so really trying to get the whole sort of recipe to work at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess that's the magic potion. Huh?
It is. You know, yeah. but it's like such a fine, everything has to be sort of the right balance.
Right.
Because if one's, you know, too much art or too much math or not enough sound
right,
where it matters
right.
or weird sound or,
sure, right.
you know, it throws the whole thing out of mix, you know.
Okay, great.
So.
So where is Blueberry in the premium space?
Yeah, you know, we've been talking a lot about it. I think Reels of Steel has been our sort of, you know,
uh-huh.
most premium product that we
right.
have today. We don't have something today that we would say this is the premium product. Most of our stuff is either
right.
is either for sale class 3 or recurring class 2. You know, we know we want to be in it. We just don't sort of know when or with what.
Sure,
and
right.
so we're
right.
having sort of those internal debates today. I can tell you one of the fun things about Blueberry, and one of the things I like about the way our company is coming together, is we are absolutely talking about 2025 right now.
Yeah.
You know, we want to make this next quarter,
mm-hmm.
but like, we're not obsessed with this quarter.
Right.
We're obsessed with when we get to 2025, what are we going to look like?
Right.
And what do we need to do starting right now?
Sure. Yeah.
or yesterday.
Yeah.
To achieve that.
Right.
And you know, we're really trying to look down the field and say, are we setting everything up?
Right.
You know, to be successful when
sure.
we get there.
Well, I imagine you've got to create success in your core games before you even think about premiums, right?
For sure. You know, and I think we're starting to see that at the kind of early innings of it, which is
mm-hmm.
great. But once you get that, you can start to build on it. So many small companies I've seen in my history, and the industry has seen, lose focus of the thing they do really well.
Right.
And they start to add too quickly too
mm-hmm.
many things. And we don't want to do that. We want to, just like going into new jurisdictions, we want to do everything we do intentionally, thoughtfully, and with a plan.
Sure.
You know, I once had a guy tell me about, it wasn't a company I worked at, he said, you know, at my former company's products didn't launch, they escaped.
Right.
and, you know, we don't want anything to escape
sure,
here.
Right.
We want to launch it, you know, thoughtfully with the right
sure.
Plan and intention.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Blueberry on the web. I mean, I know you've been active there, and you weren't 2 years ago. So
yeah.
So how has that developed, and what are your plans there?
Yeah, you know, one of our core values is we are the new school,
right?
Here, and so we think a lot about that. Like, we want all of our installs to get posted on social media, mm-hmm. To make sure we're thanking the casino that, you know, allowed right. us that opportunity to mm-hmm. be there, that we're kind sure. of telling everybody where our products are at. We're doing fun TikTok videos to release right. some of our new stuff, and we just want to try. There's so much stuff you can do that doesn't even really cost you money. It just costs you time and a little bit of know-how.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that we're always doing that, and that we're getting the word out about what we're doing and when we're doing it. And you know, I think it's some companies that they think of, you know, social media as sort of that's like taboo or whatever. Right. But like, we're gonna embrace it, and I think most of the younger generation is already embracing it.
Sure.
There's lots of YouTubers that are streaming slots and, you know, doing things like that. We want to sure. engage with those people and right. talk to them. And we do have regular conversations with a number of them now. Mm-hmm. And they send us, now it's cool. I mean, they send us unsolicited now feedback.
Yeah.
Hey, I was out in the field. I played your game. Right. I live streamed it to my fans. Yeah. Go watch this clip. And by the way, I didn't say this on the video, but here's the three things I didn't like.
Yeah.
You know, and that's valuable.
Yeah, sure,
it's really valuable
yeah.
to us.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
we're going to continue to leverage it.
These people play slots 24 hours a day sometimes.
You know? They really do.
It's pretty amazing how often they're there.
And they're experts.
Yeah.
You know, and so we want that.
Yeah.
We want that, you know, sort of relationship and feedback. And we're going to continue to push that.
Right.
And to find ways to take that sort of even another step further. Right. further.
So where on the online casinos can you find Blueberry?
So right now we have a deal exclusively with Bragg Entertainment. Okay. They're going to be taking our content. I don't think our first title has launched yet, mm-hmm. But we're kind of handing over our first three, you know, okay. products with them now. So
yeah.
nowhere yet.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
Well, Bragg has a lot of good connections, so that's,
yeah.
that's probably a
yeah.
good company.
Kent Young
right.
is, you know, there.
Exactly.
And Kent's right. a friend, Kent. A mentor,
yeah.
you know, all
yeah.
of those things. I was excited. We've been trying to work together for a really long time,
yeah.
so. It was cool to really do something like that together. So
right, so you know that is a very competitive field. You know,
yeah.
as you know, have you ever figured out how to get on that first page of games that come up there?
No, and you know the way I've come to is like I'm going to let smarter people figure that out.
Yeah, really.
You
yeah.
know, we want to take our content and license it to other people.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do what we do great, which is you know. We think we do right.
Right.
Is build good games.
Right.
And then we want somebody else that knows the online space to take those games online, you know, for us and, you know, give us some sort of revenue share on the back or licensing agreement
sure.
on the backside. And that's what we've been focused on. You know, I don't see us ever, again, never say never. I don't see us owning an RGS or,
right. sure.
you know, doing that. Really smart people like Kent been doing that for a long time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and right. kind of know the world a lot better than we will. So
sure.
we're just trying to partner with the smartest people we can find,
yeah.
you know, and then build the best content we can build.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that let the chips sense. Fall where they may,
sure,
right?
Sure. So give me your short-term and your long-term goals for Blueberry.
Yeah, I mean, I think short-term is like is sometimes hourly, sometimes
yeah, right.
minutely, exactly. you know.
Well, we
but
have G2E coming up, so
yeah,
that's got to be your short-term.
It
goal,
is,
yeah,
you know.
Right?
We started G2E meetings in January, like
right.
really ahead of the curve, and
yeah.
then we lost a little focus there, but now we're back,
yeah.
but we're just on time.
Sure, right.
So, yeah, we want to have an absolutely great G2E. Mm-hmm. We have some new titles, one that's at BMM right now, like
right.
is going to get approved any day.
Mm-hmm.
Starting to get that stuff out in the
sure.
field and see some data. You know, those are kind of short-term goals. Long-term goals, like, again, we think a lot about 2025. We want to be a major player that's got significant market share for a little guy.
Sure.
You know, we're thought of, I think today people think of us in the sort of other bucket.
Right.
We just
yeah.
get rolled up into that.
Yeah, right.
We'd like to break out of the other bucket
sure.
and have a Blueberry line on all
yeah.
reports,
right.
you
exactly,
know, when they
right.
think about us.
Yeah. yeah.
And I think we're well on our way to doing that. We've got, you know, a great team out there on the sales
sure.
side that, you know, people love. Our product's really coming along, and then we're just trying to do our best to take care of people along the way.
Sure, great, great.
Yeah.
Well, Andrew, you've been following your career for a long time. You were one of our 40 under 40, I believe,
yeah.
at one point, and it's really, really rewarding to see how far you've taken your career, and then to take a company like Blueberry under your wing and really guide them to the success you've taken them so far. I'm really looking forward to where you're
going. Well, I appreciate it. I can tell you, they guide me more than I guide them. You know, it's just my goal is to make this a fun place for everybody to be. And I learn more, I think, every day than probably the other people learn from me. And that's just the way that I like it.
Sure, absolutely.
you know, great, so, great. But I appreciate that.
Great. Well, congratulations. And we'll see you later.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast with thanks again to IGT. Provide your players with the digital experience they expect. IGT's resort wallet with IGT Pay is simple, safe, and convenient. Visit igt.com/cashless to learn more. To learn more about the slot manufacturing business and how small companies can make it, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.